So this is a great tune. Of course, if you know your music, you know that this was recorded by the Buffy Band. And that's probably the most common recording of this melody. And then the Abbey. Okay, so. Thank you.
you go. How was that? Tempo okay? Yeah, not too slow? Let me look at a second. How is it? I look. Okay, good. Let me look at the third page. Oh, there's a lot of same people from the other page. Bill, how are you? Good to see you, Bill.
Good to see you. Good to be here. Yeah. Thanks for good doing this.
Good to be seen, as they say, right?
That's right.
All right. Now let me turn to my other folder. This is so bloody organized, it's like shameful. All right, this is the jig folder. So let's start. How about one of my favorite tunes? The Luck Penny and Trip to the Cottage.
That's it.
Yeah, my father used to love this tune. Let me move the screen facing down a little bit more. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Great little tunes. I hope the tempo was okay on that. The other thing I wanted to ask you was, I don't know, I play them 3, 4, 5 times. I don't know if that's too much, if you want them shorter, or I just figured if we're going to do it, we might as well play them enough, give you a chance, especially if you're just learning them. So if you guys have any feedback on that, don't hesitate to email me. I'm going to go to my hornpipe folder.
Hi, John. Hope you're doing well.
I was just thinking about Debbie. You. Oh, I know. I recognize that voice anywhere. You're doing okay, honey?
I have to wear a mask. I have a service guy. This wonderful guy is pulling my air conditioner apart to get the lizards out right now.
Oh.
So we have to both wear masks.
No more lizard pictures.
No. He's pulling the whole thing off the wall. Expect to find little cadavers in there. We found lizard poop.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I don't know, but Debbie, that might be more information than we needed right there. But at least, but it's Australian lizard poop. There you go. It's not like American.
Marcia,
don't talk on your wine there, okay?
They're geckos, not lizards. They're geckos.
Geckos, that's right, geckos. Yeah.
These were huge.
Yeah, we, you know, just in case you're not familiar, you know, we have talking geckos in America, just so you know. You know, and they talk with a British accent and they like pie and chips. I don't know, you know. I was thinking of auditioning for that part, you know. Be the guy called Gecko. You know what I mean? All right, so let me see. I don't have all my hornpipes handy. Let me see what I got here. Jan just got me a bunch of stuff, and I don't know what I did. See, I'm already disorganized. Jan brought me a handful of stuff, and I don't know what I do with it here. Humors of Ennis Diamond. And what was my... Let me see, where was that? Oh yeah, that's because it's under a different name. The Pleasures of Hope. And did you get the Friendly, Jan? What's the name of this one? Kitty's Wedding?
Kitty's Wedding and Cronin's.
Oh, there it is. Okay, let's do that set then. I have Kitty's Wedding and Cronin's. And, of course, Kitty's Wedding, I actually know how to start. So, what I'm going to try and do, so what I think... I try to incorporate, somebody sent me some requests and I try to incorporate them this week. So please feel free to send requests. I think somebody else sent one and I'm sorry I didn't get around to it, but I'll take a look at them for next week. Don't be afraid to put in requests. And if there's tunes I don't know, then, you know, I might be able to work that out. I don't know. I'm trying to build our repertoire a little bit and not continually do the same ones over and over and over. But there is a little bit of going back and forth here. So that's Cronin's, right? So D and G.
Thank you.
There you go. Love that last hornpipe. So I'm thinking of, Debbie, I was thinking about you. Shall I play off fast stuff? And this guy might work faster. The guy doing. Do you think he'll work faster?
He's doing pretty good. he's being serenaded while he's working here.
He's probably wondering what the heck is going on.
I know.
This is not the Irish music I'm used to hearing.
Oh, God.
All right. Let's get back to the reels, I think, before we go to polkas or anything else. What are we going to do now? There you go. The Hunter's House set. And love at the endings. I can always hear Jan's approval in the other room. She gives me a woohoo. So, okay, that's the Hunter's House, and then there you go. You notice I've tried really hard to put tunes together that aren't in the same key. And although we don't have a lot of fluctuation, you know, at least we're doing G and D in most sets. So we're not playing doing G, G or D, D or whatever, you know. It's always nice to have a little key change. And maybe down the road, we'll try and incorporate a little bit more of the E minor. And we won't do G minor probably. I don't know if any of you guys would be up to a G minor tune. I don't know. You never know. So, hey, Karen, you made it. So we got a few extra people. Charles, how you doing? And Jim, Joy, John Carney, good to see you guys. Anybody else I missed? Who else have we got here? Hey, Mary, cut that out. I saw that. I caught you.
Hi, John.
Yvette.
Sorry, I forgot I was on video.
Listen, it's not the first time I caught you yawning. Linda, how are you? David Brown, I don't know. So Claire's iPhone. Claire, how are you? Claudine. Lovely to see you, darling. All right, so I'm going to get back to playing here, but just wanted to say hello. And you had some new people here. All right, so here we go. The Hunter's House and Love at the Endings. Thank you. Yeah, that was, I like that. That gave me a chance at that tempo to put a little, some nice little bits in that second tune there. So I kind of did it on the fly. Some stuff I haven't done before, but such a lovely tune. Love at the endings. My father, God rest his soul, he said, what is love? He said, love is an itching around the heart that you can't scratch. That's what my father used to say. I don't know if you've heard that expression before, but all right. So let me see if I can figure this out. I'm going to do, I got, let me see. I got all these. Well, I had them. They got moved around. Where did they go? Oh, here we go. Now I've got to find my, all right, here's my set list. Polkas. So which ones are we going to do? We'll do the ones where I can find the music and how they start, I guess. Hang on a second now. This is all. This is the one section I didn't get organized. I'm sorry. So you have to bear with me for a second here. I was almost there. I got all the bloody slip jigs and all that stuff. But here we go. I can't find the music. So, you know what? I'm just going to pick a couple of polkas. They're all common anyway. And we can figure out from there. So. And then maybe you guys between you just can figure out what the name is and put it in the chat or whatever. So I know you got to know that tune. And then we'll throw in one of the other ones. I'm not sure if you know about. Okay. Here we go. Thank you.
time.
If it's cheap, you can steal it.
Sorry about that. For all the people that really like to have the music there, I apologize. I am getting more organized. Honest, I am.
John, do you know the name of that last polka?
I do not.
I'm in love with it.
I know Lunasa recorded it, so somebody, I'm sure somebody here knows the name of it. But if you look, of course, Lunasa's recorded a lot of stuff. We could do Tune Pal. I have it written down somewhere. But I just didn't want to take up time looking for it.
It's Tripping to the Well.
Is that the last one, the G one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Tripping to the Well. There you go.
Tea.
We're going to have some tea. All right. So, getting ready for another haircut, I think, folks. What do you think? Getting a little too much. Just call me Spike Jones.
You look alarmed.
I'm always alarmed.
I like it like that.
You like it like that?
You look like Guy Fieri.
John, I like it like that too. It's
so you true. Do?
It's... Yeah, I was going to make that same observation about Guy Fieri. It's very, very close.
I was thinking the same thing.
You look good.
I can't think of the name.
Looks good.
Yeah.
All right. I can think of the name.
Well, you know, it just stands up on its own. I don't do anything with it, you know. Another half an inch is probably falling down, but.
John, you're opening yourself up to 77 opinions.
Yeah.
John, it looks like that really cool hair that everybody just kind of wants to go like this to. Woo! Feel the top.
Actually, that happened to me a lot when I was younger. Not so much now, I'm older, but when I was younger, that happened a lot. Girls just come over and do this. I got a little nervous when guys started coming over and doing this. I think I grew my hair a little longer then. All right. So let's do the barn dances. Lucy Farr's, and I call the one Vincent Broderick's, but it's actually not the name of it. But it's... But it is a Vincent Broderick tune, apparently. So, and Lucy Farr.
Oh,
We'll do Lucy Forrest first into what I call Vincent Broderick's. And for those of you who don't know, I mention this every time I play this tune, but I knew Lucy Forrest pretty well growing up in England. And she was a very dear friend of mine. In fact, I used to call her my second mother. And so we used to have a lot of fun together. I played with her, I wouldn't say every week in London, but probably at least a couple of times a month, I got to play with Lucy Farr. And what a joy and a pleasure it was for me as a young boy to be able to do that. But she was, if you see her photo, she was everything her photo portrays. The sweetest lady that you could ever meet. So here we go.
Thank you.
Great tune, isn't it? What a lovely writer he was. Vincent Broderick.
Hey, John, I put the info in the chat about the next master session.
Oh, great. Thank you.
I was going to say that I found the name for that last one, and it's called The New Broom.
That's it. Yeah. Thank you. Yep. Appreciate it. The New Broom. And I'm going to swig my tea right now. Cheers, everybody. You can't beat a good cup of Barry's tea, let me tell you. So, yeah, Michael said he put the information for the chat, for the Wheel of Master sessions in the chat. And I mentioned this the other day, so some of you already know this, but it's the Keneally family. The Keneallys were born and raised in Bedford, which is about 20 miles away from Luton, with the area where I was born and raised. Well, I was born in London, but I left London when I was three years old. So we went to a place called Dunstable, which is about 40 miles outside of London. It was a Tudor village, I might point out, if anybody's interested in that kind of stuff. We had a church in downtown Dunstable where Henry VIII got engaged to Catherine Boleyn, I think it was, in that church in downtown Dunstable. And the main road, the A5, went from Dunstable all the way up to Hadrian's Wall. And that was the main road during the Roman occupation of Britain, going from Dunstable. It was all useless information. It means absolutely nothing to any of you, I'm sure, but... you know, it's we just watched that movie, The Dig. So have you seen that movie, The Dig? If you haven't seen it, you got to watch it. It's amazing.
I'm going to see it on Friday.
Oh, I won't say too much about it, except that it's really, really good. Really, really good. I was greatly impressed. I sound like I'm from the West now. Because I'm talking about the Keneallys, and their father's from Connemara. And they're an amazing family. And Mick Keneally toured and played with Dave Dannon in his career, and played with many, many other people. And he plays fiddle primarily and cittern and guitar. So Kathleen Keneally is an amazing whistle player, lives in the Boston area. Pauline is probably one of the better known Keneallys. She lives in Chicago, banjo player, phenomenal banjo player. We've done a lot of work together over the years. And then Bernadette works for Matt Malloy at Matt Malloy's Pub in Westport in Ireland. And she is also a phenomenal banjo player. So anyway, it's going to be a great, great thing. And they're kind of like family to me. I used to go to their house when I was like 13 years old and play music with their father. I think before any of them played. So anyway. All right, let's get back to reels.
Hey, John, excuse me. Did you say Mick's going to be with him?
Mick is tuning in from Ireland.
Oh, great.
As is Bernadette. And Kathleen's in Boston and Pauline's in Chicago.
Okay, glad Mick's going to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, Mick is a great character and a great player. Let's do the jigs. The mill pond, the wandering minstrel and the mill pond. Lovely tune, and then anyway, there you go. So that's the wandering minstrel and Loch Gill from D to G. more time. Tune. I haven't played that tune in a while, so I kind of fluffed a couple of notes here and there, but I think we got the overall gist of it. Some really great tunes. Any feedback, any comments, or? Well, I have what, to sip of my tea.
Tom and Jerry, the last tune. It made me think of not New Rig ships in full sail. You know, the parts of the A and the B, but I never heard the word before. What's the tune?
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing about the Irish music, right? There's so many tunes that you kind of mistake for other tunes because it's just now I'm getting some feedback. Why is that? Oh, no, it's gone. All right, so let's go back to, I guess, let's go back to the hornpipes. This might be a little dodgy for me, but I'm going to give it a shot. I still haven't really had a chance to learn these tunes, but I think I might be able to get through it. The hornpipes is the Wonder and the New Century. So the Wonder and the New Century, if you look at the notes there, it says that they were both written by George Ross. And George Ross was a great accordion player from County Wexford, where my father is from. And of course, Wexford really doesn't get enough credit for the great music that musicians that they've produced over the last, 100 years or so. But some of the best pipers in the world in Irish music came out of Wexford. But anyway, so George Ross actually adjudicated me in my very first All-Ireland Championship. And I never saw him really once or twice over those years. And then he ended up adjudicating me in my very last All-Ireland Championship. So it was pretty amazing. And unfortunately, he was getting on then, so he's passed away since. But I was blessed to be able to go to the house and meet him a few months before he died. So I have a really nice, not a great picture, a nice picture, but not, the photo itself is not, the quality is not great, but of the two of us sitting and chatting about stuff. So this will give you an idea of how good this guy was. Such lovely tunes. So the first one. So that's the first one. So he's definitely a box player. So you may not like these tunes, but they're really, really nice tunes. So. Thank you. Screwed up the second time around. The last time I only played the first part once, so I apologize for that. I realized I was already in the B part when I realized I only played it once. But aren't they great tunes? I mean, really amazing tunes. You know, and I'll be honest with you, I had no idea he wrote them until I started this session. And I was looking for hornpipes, and I came across these, and on the session it says written by George Ross. So I mean, you can't believe everything you read on the internet, but I'd have to believe that that's true if somebody says he wrote them. He was a really, really good accordion player. And he also played the three-row button accordion, which is big and heavy. So, but all right, let's get back to a couple more reels, probably. I think we should, huh? Let's see what we got left. I think we're doing okay here. We're nice. You know, tonight's been really kind of nice and relaxed. I don't know, maybe am I too relaxed? It's felt really good tonight for me. I don't know about you, but for me, it's been really good. Oh, that's the jigsaw. I need to get reels. Let's get some reels going. Let's liven up this party a little bit. Oh, yeah, let's do the Lord MacDonald set. Lord MacDonald's into the Ballinasloe Fair. So that's G to G. And then you know, it's funny, I'm not used to separating these two. I think that was you, Marilyn, trying to help me out there. I'm sorry, I caught you at the last minute. So, yeah, so I got it. I mean, I know these tunes. I play them with Brian Conway all the time. But just when you, it's funny when you separate stuff like this. It's like you're not used to doing it. So, all right, here we go. time. Sorry, folks, that might have been a hair fast. I apologize for that. But
that was great, John.
It sounded fantastic.
They're great tunes. Yeah, that was fun. But you know, as you know, Marilyn, my versions are very different than Brian's. But I got my version bad, not so fair from Joe Burke.
I don't know. It felt pretty familiar to me.
But he's got some twists and turns in there that I don't know.
Oh, yeah, don't we all?
Well, you know, that's Brian, so. All right. Let me see. I'm feeling like I should do. We didn't do Pleasures of Hope yet, did we? But I don't know if I can find him yet. Oh, it's right here. Did we do that? We do that already? We did? Oh, we didn't?
No, we haven't done it.
No, we haven't.
Okay. So my only problem is, the friendly visit, what is that? I have it somewhere, but I can't find it. So does somebody tell me how that goes? I have that bloody thing written down somewhere. I can't find the damn thing. All right, I should be able to remember that. So the that's not it, is it? So, how's it go again? Shoot. All right. I'm just going to write a note down here just so I can figure that out. All right, I think I should be able to get right. Let's go.
Thank you.
great tunes. Thanks for the help for getting that second tune there together. Let me see. We got a couple more jigs here that we can do. We got plenty of time. Let's do the Black Rogue. And the Girls of Bainbridge, Banbridge. Did you hear that? Jan's approval? Jan's approval from the kitchen. Maybe I should do cook in the kitchen. Well, we're going to be doing that anyway, I think. We have time. So the first one. That's it, right? Something like that. And then I'll be honest with you, I don't think I've ever played this tune before. So we'll see, we'll get through it, we'll try, I'll do my best. It sounds like a tune that I should know. So, the Girls of Banbridge. There's Bainbridge Avenue in New York, and I've been down Bainbridge Avenue many times. And that's probably where this comes from, so. All right. Thank you. Sorry. Problem with that is I've never played it before, so I have no idea if this version of this tune is accurate or not. So I'll investigate that a little bit more. Nice little tune. It wasn't too hard once I got the swing of it, but never even heard it in my life. So I'm sorry about that. I always seem to do that, don't I? Every week I pick a tune. It's bad enough. One thing, not being able to play it, but I mean, never having heard it before, it's kind of, that was bad. All right, let me see what I got here. I'm starting to run out of tune, so I've got to go to reels now, I think. So we got Forget Me Not, the Glen Cullum Kill, or Dunmore Lessies. Well, we got plenty of time. We could probably do all of them. I think we got 15 minutes. We got tons of time here. So let's do Forget Me Not, Into the Kulfara. So that's that, and then okay. So thank you. I would stick on the other key at the end there because it's played a lot in the other minor key as well. So you get, at least if you don't know it in the minor key, you have a chance to learn it.
Very sneaky there, John. I had to switch instruments.
Yeah. Hey, that's John, right. Well, you were fast on the draw there, Bill.
That's a great set, though. I love those two tunes.
Thank you. Yeah.
What key were they, John?
Well, the last one is in D, right? Wasn't it?
I think it's in F. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
with the flat.
The cool fada, the other key was in F.
Yeah. Hey, John, we've got a request in the chat from Anne for the Michael Russell Star Above the Garter slide set.
Yeah, well, if I can find it. I know I wrote it down there, and I apologize. I might have to leave that till next week, because we actually don't have a lot of time left, and finding it is going to be the problem.
Did you talk about the master session?
I did talk about the master session. And I'm sorry.
That's fine.
We'll do it next week. My apologies. I was almost there. I was almost 100% organized. But I'm an accordion player, so we really had to screw it up a little bit. All right, so let's do... Let's do the Salamanca set.
Salamanca set.
Yeah. Salamanca and the Galway. So now, so this got this, I think, I don't know if there's different Galway versions either. So I got this off of the session. So I said, so that's the Salamanca, right? So. So I call this. So I call that up against the Buchalan. So I don't know, but that's what they call it on the session. So I went with that. So if there's a, if you guys have a different Galway, because there is the Galway Rambler, that's a different tune. So I hope that's okay, but I guess it has to be. Up against the Buchalan, but I don't know if that's the right. Anne, how does the Meeker Russell tune start? If you can give me a start of that tune, we'll play it.
You're really putting me on the spot now, aren't you?
You're darn right I am.
Okay. Wait till I see. Can I get that?
Now, aren't you from Tip?
Yes.
And listen, my mother was from Tip, so there wasn't a challenge any Tipperary woman couldn't handle.
Okay, let me have a go then.
Okay.
I got it. Something like that, right? Marcia, you're shaking your head.
I think that's Star Above the Garter.
Star Above the Garter.
Yeah. I've got Mick O'Russell's as
Oh, sorry. That's the one I was looking for.
Yeah. You know what? I won't get through it. I'll probably end up. There's so many tunes that start that way.
I knew a different one too.
Yeah, that sounds like a reel. That what you just played.
Yeah,
it is a reel. So, yeah,
I have a different Mika Russell's.
Who said that?
Oh, I did, Alina. But it goes like.
Let me hear it.
Something like that. Yeah. Sorry.
I think that's probably the one I have, but I don't have the music. And I promise we'll do them next week.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. So let's, how about we do... So that's the Dunmore. The Dunmore Lasses. And I think I have the Mountain Road after that. Is that correct? Where's my list? I don't have my now.
You've got, John.
Yep.
Yeah, the Mountain Road. So let's do those two to finish. And Mountain Road. So I just want to say this, please. I say it every week, I know. And I'm like a broken record, but can't do this stuff without your help. And please, if you have specific tunes, don't be shy. All right, so I say this every week, and I maybe get one, or sometimes only one, sometimes two, and I'll do the best I can. I don't know if I can fulfill everything that everybody wants, but I'll give it my best shot. So if you have requests, email me. That's the best way to do it. All right, once I have the email, I can figure it out from there. And the master session is the Keneally's this weekend. If you can't make it, I understand, but I would certainly appreciate if you could spread the word, get the word out there, share it on your Facebook page or whatever outlet you have to share any of this stuff. All the help we can get will be gratefully appreciated. So I think it's actually I'm saying this now, but that could be wrong, but I think having the family together like this is probably outside of a in-person thing, it's probably the first time it's happened ever, because they're so scattered around, you know, around between Ireland and America. So I think it's very unique. It's going to be a very unique experience with the Keneally family. So, all right. So. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. everybody. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Appreciate it. I don't know if Michael needs to give you any reminders about that stuff. I think everything's in the chat.